ABC Radio Canberra with Laura Chilingirian.
It's not easy to make a living as an artist. Stuart McMillan knows this firsthand. He's a Canberra cartoonist who uses the medium of comics to cover social issues designed to get you thinking and talking. Stuart is one of 25 artists from across Australia who has been chosen for MatchLab 2018. It's a project that encourages everyday Australians to become patrons of the arts. To find out how it all works and how you can get on board, Stuart McMillan is with me in the studio. Hi there, Stuart.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Now, can you tell me about the MatchLab program and how it works?
Yeah, so it's run by an agency called Creative Partnerships Australia, and the whole purpose of the program is to get everyday Australians thinking about how they can support artists whose work means something to them. So I guess it's Australia isn't known for quite having the same culture of philanthropy and support to the arts that other countries are known for. So it's about getting everyday people to think about how they can make contributions to help artists.
How did you find out about it?
I actually was in the program 2 years ago, believe it or not. Yeah. And I was successful back then with the campaign I was running for one of my thoughtful graphic novels that I develop. And back then I was having a one-off crowdfunding campaign. So I was trying to get all my readers to donate to a $10,000 project, and I was successful with that.
Oh, great.
So the way that this works is it's a matched crowdfunding campaign. So if I could raise $10,000 from my readers, Creative Partnerships stepped in with a $10,000 matched payment, which was obviously a great boon for my art. And many of my donors decided to donate because they knew that their donation would be multiplied. But this year I'm doing something a little bit different. Which
can you explain that?
Yeah, so instead of having one of those one-off crowdfunding campaigns, this year I'm trying to get my readers to think about how they can support me on an ongoing basis. So in other words,
That wouldn't be easy, would it?
Yeah, so instead of just giving, say, a one-off $50 donation, I'm maybe getting people to think about what it would be like to be a regular supporter. So maybe donating $5 a month or $20 a month just to fund my ongoing art practice.
So I suppose that's kind of like subscribing to your work, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, people are familiar with subscribing to magazines or subscribing to other services in their lives. And this model appeals to me because it recognizes the totality of my work as an artist.
Yeah.
Because I do these thoughtful comics about social issues like environmental issues and drug policy. And,
well, let's talk more about that. Yeah. That's what I want to hear more about. Tell me about your comics, the graphic novels and the social issues that you have covered up until this point.
Yeah, well, it's important to note that many of the people who read my comics are the type that wouldn't necessarily be reading comics in the first place.
Right.
Because I guess when a lot of people think comics, they think of jokes and humor or they think of superheroes. But I actually, some people describe my work as sort of thoughtful graphic essays. So often I'm following some historical figure like a university professor or someone who came up with some interesting discovery, and I sort of follow their work through what they came up with back in their day and then reflect on how that actually is relevant to us today.
Interesting. So can you give me a couple of examples of some of the work that you've done?
Yeah. So, for example, this time last year, I released a comic called Energy Slaves, which is about the futurist Buckminster Fuller. Are you aware of Buckminster?
No.
I think I'm the only one in Canberra who knows Buckminster Fuller. But what he was thinking about back then was how much energy our everyday lifestyles are reliant on. So, for example, we're in a radio studio right now. There are, you know, lights shining. I'm sure someone's making a cup of coffee with a kettle boiling.
Oh, when you think about it, I've got screens staring at me. There's so much.
And
we're using in the way of energy. We've got TV screens on.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so he thought about, well, hey, where is all this energy coming from? And can we sort of think about this in human terms? And he realized that if you actually could put someone on a treadmill, make them run on a treadmill for 8 hours, that would actually be a sort of a human unit of energy that we can think about. And I illustrate this concept. I show all of the imaginary workers which are responsible for powering our lives on a day-to-day basis. And just showing how feeble our bodies are compared to the huge amounts of fossil fuel energy that we use. Like, for example, if you, Laura, were to be on a treadmill for an entire year, the amount of energy that you would be able to generate would only be the equivalent of 14 litres worth of petrol. And if you imagine how many of us go through 14 litres a day or a week, then that shows the huge scale of what fossil fuels are doing for our lifestyle.
Yeah, interesting. And energy is such a hot topic at the moment as well. Mm. So that's just one example
of the kind of stuff I get into. It's on a whole lot of sort of sciencey and social commentary type issues.
You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra Drive. Laura Chilingirian here with you. And my guest in the studio is Canberra cartoonist Stuart McMillan. And he's seeking crowdfunding to support his art, which is graphic novels that talk about social issues. Now, you describe yourself, Stuart, as a self-taught cartoonist. So what do you base your work on? How did you get into this?
I really just started doing it one day. So,
in high school? Or?
Really it was after high school. In fact, I recently put something on my website. It's a comparison between the best thing that I could draw in 2008 and the best thing that I can do in 2018. And it's really night and day. It was literally the scratchiest work that you've ever seen. But as I was saying before, I'm just so interested in learning about these interesting historical incidents and learning about our world. And I guess that's why this particular crowdfunding model that we're talking about comes in, because it sort of recognizes that for me, the cartooning isn't about just doing the drawing. It isn't about just doing the publishing. It's about everything that happens before that, like when I need to go to the National Library and read about Buckminster Fuller and do the calculations on the energy slaves in our lives. And it's about everything that happens afterwards as well. So yeah. I'm trying to get people who, because I do have readers from all around the world. Some of these comics have been read hundreds of thousands of times, and I guess I'm trying to find readers who value the totality of the work that I do as an artist.
So who is your audience? Who are your readers?
Well, I guess they're not necessarily people who normally read comics.
Yeah.
They're, I guess, people who just like thinking about interesting ideas and ideas that are a little bit out of left field. But yeah, interestingly, they're from all around the world. I've got quite a number of people in the USA who read my stuff, and that's just largely because of the hugeness of their population, having 300 million people compared to 25 million people in Australia. Many of these comics have been fan translated into multiple languages as well. So you can read that Energy Slaves comic translated into Russian, or you can read it translated into Spanish, for example. And this is, I'm really doing this purely out of reader encouragement, because I was doing it as a hobby whilst I was being a bureaucrat this time 7 years ago. And it was really my readers who encouraged me to continue doing this as my main vocation, which I have been doing since 2011, believe it or not.
And you're surviving?
I'm surviving, but I guess that's where this crowdfunding campaign comes in, because I've been definitely doing it on a fraction of the average Australian income. I've been earning money in all the ways that you can imagine, whether it's arts grants or commissions or one-off crowdfunding campaigns. But I guess the good news is I've recently just tipped the balance, where I've actually earned more from this recurring Patreon crowdfunding campaign than I have from any of those one-off crowdfunding campaigns. So it's really good to see that this isn't just a flash in the pan. People do seem to like the idea of subscribing and supporting an artist whose work that they admire.
And it's a way of doing it, becoming a philanthropist without, you know, it costing you a fortune.
Yeah, and I should say as well that the benefit right now, if anyone did want to get on board with this particular campaign, is if you were to make a pledge to support me and my art, Creative Partnerships Australia will see what you've donated to my campaign and they will multiply it by 12. So you can imagine if someone pledges a $30 per month payment, I would get a one-off $360 matched payment from Creative Partnerships Australia, which would just be such a boost for my career at this point in time.
Tell me about some more of the social issues that you're thinking about writing about or creating cartoons about for the future.
Yeah, well, I'm working on one now about racism, actually. So as I say, I'm really all over the place when it comes to the topics that I cover, and really just thinking about what it was like to grow up in regional Queensland and some of the default attitudes that were seen to be okay back on the schoolyard in the 1990s, which I had to essentially educate myself out of as an adult because they were racist or homophobic or that sort of thing. Mm. So I guess in this example, I'm trying to point to the fact that, yeah, I was part of the problem, but it was just part of the atmosphere that I grew up in.
Do you fictionalise the historical sort of issues that you cover?
Well, I tend to approach things one of two different ways. So it's either me following some historical figure like Buckminster Fuller or some other university professor sort of working, walking in their shoes as they do their research back in the day. But the other approach that I have as well is where it's actually a cartoon version of me and it's depicting me and the way that I live my life.
Okay.
Like, for example, last year I did a comic about the fact that I still don't own a smartphone in 2018 and I've got a comic called Defending Dumb Phones, which is at defendingdumbphones.com.
Have a dumb phone?
I have a dumb phone. It's one of those old ones that looks like a chocolate bar. And I'm defending the fact that I know I'm the kind of person who would be addicted to continuously checking my phone if I had one. So I'm choosing to keep that internet at arm's length. Obviously, I've got a website and I love being on the internet, but I just know I want to do that when I'm sitting in a computer,
but
otherwise I'm just sort of out on a spacewalk without the ability to, check Facebook continuously, for example.
I think one of the few things that I can think of, the few advantages of a dumb phone is the fact that they don't break down. They will keep going forever.
The battery lasts for a good 6 or 7 days, yeah.
Stuart, so how can people get involved and support you if they want to become a patron of the arts?
Be a patron of the arts, of the radical arts, the cartoon arts. Yeah, well, I mean, just even if someone's heard this and is interested in just seeing my artwork, the best way to do that is to go to crowdfundstu.com, so crowdfund, S-T-U, .com, and you can see a little video of it. Only goes for 2 minutes of me at the Canberra Balloon Spectacular with a nice, colourful backdrop. So if you're at the Balloon Spectacular, you might see yourself in the background ruining my shot, I must say.
Hardly, just adding colour to
it.
Wonderful. Well, Stuart, good luck with it, and thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thanks, Laura.
That's Canberra cartoonist Stuart McMillan there talking about his campaign to get his comics supported and to make a living out of social issues and graphic novels that he writes. And it is part of a crowdfunding campaign. And as he mentioned there, he's one of 25 artists from across Australia who's been chosen for the Creative Partnerships Match Lab 2018. And they will 12 times the amount, I think, was
multiplied by 12.
Multiplied by 12.
So what
that's
a boost that would be to my career.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, Stuart. It is 4:45 here on ABC Radio Canberra Drive.
ABC Radio, your home for the best coverage of news and current affairs. Join me, Linda Mottram, as we bring you the